All right, we are here with Adam Gotsis. Welcome to Broncos Country, Adam.
Glad to be here, you know. Couldn't be a better place.
Let's take you back to Victoria, Australia, Melbourne, your home city. You see a flyer as a young man advertising American football. What drew you to the flyer and what drew you to a sport that's fundamentally foreign in Australia?
I mean, I was looking to play some rugby and, you know, my mom actually found the flyer on Google. We were just looking for local leagues and she saw that and she knew that, like, me and my brother played a bit of Madden and things like that and liked the sport. And, you know, she was like, go down and give it a shot. So me and my brother went down there and, yeah, next thing was playing and loving it. So
you mentioned adapting to American culture coming over here at Georgia Tech. What's the coolest thing about Australia that many people don't know about?
I think this is the coolest thing is just it's such a unique place. I think there's just so many different cultures that are there and, you know, people think it's just Australia, but I mean, you walk downtown in the city and you've got Indian, you know, Chinese, Vietnamese, you know, South African, New Zealand. It's all, you know, there's people everywhere from all over the world that, you know, cumulate in Melbourne, and it's unreal.
Take you to Georgia Tech now, 37 consecutive starts. You were an all-conference selection despite having the knee injury. Why do you think you had so much success at Georgia Tech? What allowed you to have that type of success?
I think just coming in with that clean slate and just there to learn and just learn the game and give everything I have every day. I think coming in and working and, you know, regardless of what happened, I was just going to work my butt off and make the most of the opportunity. I think if you stress things too much and, you know, you think, why aren't things going right, you know, that can set you back a little bit. But if you just keep working and, you know, nothing's ever going to be easy in life and, you know, you're going to get setbacks, you're going to get told you can't do things, but, you know what you can do and you got to push yourself. And I think that's what I really did. And towards the end of my career, it kind of like paid off there a lot.
Nathan Diaz with the snap and this one is blocked.
I had a chance to watch a little bit of your film. A lot of plays on special teams. Do you see that as some place that you could make a name for yourself here early on?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I take pride in every time I step on that field. You know, a lot of guys say they don't want to play special teams, but, you know, that can be the difference between winning or losing a game. You know, the kicking game's so important. You know, field position's so important. So if you can go out there, even if you block a PAT, that's one point that they don't get. You know, and at the end of the day, one point can win a game. So, you know, I took pride in that, and I think I ended up blocking 4 or 5 kicks in my career at Tech. And, you know, that's just something I took pride in, never take a play off.
Now, coming from Atlanta to here, you saw snow on your way in. Different feel for you?
A little bit. I mean, the last 2 years we've had some snow in Atlanta, so that kind of threw me off, which was a bit strange. But I wasn't expecting it to be snowy, and then, you know, I was on the plane, I lifted up the thing, I'm like, we still up in the clouds? I was like, I wasn't sure, like, how close to the ground we were, and then, like, I started seeing some, like, tracks, and I'm like, damn, where about the land? Like, where am I? But, nah, I mean, I love it, and I've heard this place is amazing, and, you know, just the scenery around here is awesome, and it's just an awesome place, just hearing that from a lot of friends. So.
You had a chance to fly in with Justin Simmons, the third-round pick. What did you get to learn from him about him and coming into Denver?
Just learned a bit about where he came from and, you know, where his mindset's at. You know, he's a guy that, you know, went up to BC and worked hard and, you know, was a contributor for all 4 of his years too. So I think, you know, Denver definitely got 2 guys that are ready to work. You know, regardless of where you put them on the field, they're going to come in and give everything they have every day. And, you know, he's an upstanding bloke and, you know, he told me he just got married, which is awesome. And, you know, just to hear his life and how he's doing, it's just awesome. And then what he did for the draft and stuff, I'm like, man, I can see us being good mates. Yeah, looking forward to it.
What are the Broncos fans getting with you? I know when you were drafted initially, not a lot of people were familiar with hearing your name, but now you're a very familiar face. What are they going to get with you when you step on the field?
They're just going to get a guy that's an absolute warrior out there, I think. You know, I pride myself on being one of the toughest in the game and relentless. I think I'm just going to be that savage out there, and that's one thing I pride myself on is being that guy. So, you know, I'm just got to get healthy and then, you know, take it one step at a time, but looking forward to being here.
Well, we look forward to having Broncos Country expand all the way to Melbourne. That is 8,760 miles away.
Yep.
Adam, I appreciate your time.
Thank
Thanks
you very
and welcome.
Much. Thank you.